Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, though, because we go out to the River Islands guest line for the great Tim Roy, who is live at Chase Center as we speak. Tim, welcome. It's Dibs and Grandy with you. I was on Twitter scrolling, and then suddenly a news release from the Golden State Warriors popped onto my feed, and the headline, Warriors to celebrate Bob Fitzgerald and Tim Roy, 30-plus years of broadcasting with the Golden State Warriors. 3-plus decades, Tim. That is amazing. Congratulations on the honor. We love listening to you every single game here on 95.7 The Game. Do you know how the Warriors are honoring you at Chase Center tonight?
I don't know. I have no idea what's going on.
We know this, Tim. It will be a celebration sensation, as you very well know.
Yeah, it's just nice. They don't have to do anything special. It's just nice for them to point out we've been doing this on the radio side a long time. You know, I've had the pleasure of working with great people and great broadcasters, and whether they be on the air or off the air. And, you know, I've said this at the end of every season. It's I get to do a job I love, something that I wanted to do my entire life, which is to do play-by-play, and to do it with people that are not only really good at what they do, but to do it with people that are my friends. And that to me has been one of the coolest things about this whole situation, is I've gotten to do it with friends. And then the icing on the cake is I've gotten to do it here in the Bay Area with, you know, an incredible fan base. So blessed to work for this fan base all these years, because they know the game. They're passionate about the team, and they've always been passionate about the team. Even when the Warriors were lousy, they were passionate about the Warriors. They wanted them to do well, and that just makes the job so much easier, knowing that, you know, I'm putting in all this effort for a fan base that really appreciates it.
Yeah, and the icing on the cake, Tim, is that the win totals are no longer in the teens. You actually got to call playoff games and now 4 championships, and you're a part of the best dynasty that the Bay Area has ever seen. Did you ever think 30-plus years ago that you would have been able to taste even a tiny little nibble of what you've gotten?
No, you know, from my days with the Kings, you know, from 89 and then coming here in 95, and, you know, to go to 2006, 2007, and we hadn't seen a playoff game. And so when you go that long without participating in the postseason, you really tend to appreciate it. And the We Believe team will always have a soft spot in my heart just because of how cool that was, what an incredible few months that was. And, you know, they got there and then upset the number one seed. And then, you know, they draft Steph Curry. You know, a couple teams passed on him. And to watch him progress, and Steve Kerr arrives, and, you know, just incredible. I never thought I would get to an NBA Finals, and the fact that, you know, I've done 6 of them it's absolutely insane to me. You know, there are so many great announcers who never got to call a championship, you know, team. Al McCoy in Phoenix, all the years the Suns were, like, you know, they were one of the the model teams of the association, and they were in contention to win it every year, and they never won. And for, you know, for me to have a championship, you know, rings, and for a guy like Al McCoy to get none, it's still hard for me to wrap my head around stuff like that.
The Warriors are set to honor both Tim Roy and Bob Fitzgerald for 30-plus years of broadcasting for the Warriors, and Tim Roy with us here on Willard and Dibs. And no better way to celebrate that honor, Tim, than with an NBA Cup game, am I right?
Of course. It's a big game. Warriors have to win to stay alive, you know, and hope to get some help somewhere, you know, between Portland and San Antonio. So it's a big game tonight. It's also a big game because it's the Rockets. And, you know, familiarity breeds contempt, and these two teams saw each other 12 times last year. 12 times, 5 in the regular season because of the extra game on the cup situation, and then 7 in the postseason, and the Warriors came back and won that series, and so there's always going to be a little, you know, animosity when the Warriors and Rockets play, just because the Warriors have had their number in the postseason since Steph Curry has arrived, and so it just adds a little extra to it.
Not quite the same cast of characters or villains with Dylan Brooks gone and Jalen Green gone, but just looking at Alperen Şengün early on in this season and what you saw last year, Tim, is he on the cusp of not only being an all-star, but really emerging as one of the great, true great players in our league?
Yeah, I think he is, because of the fact that he's so well-skilled. He is, you know, he's talented. He can handle the ball. He is strong. He's big. He rebounds. He passes. He's got just about the whole package. He's maybe not the defensive guy that maybe he could be, and maybe he will be. But I think, you know, overall, offensively, he is a load, and he's only 23, so he's going to be, you know, a lot better once he gets around the league a couple more times. So yeah, he's going to be one of these young players, and that's been the great thing about the NBA is that, you know, every now and then, you know, people say, oh, it's the passing of a torch now this era. Who's going to step up? There's always great young talent coming into this league, more so than ever before because of guys like Şengün who are coming from overseas, you know, to find their way to the NBA. And that's going to help this league continue to have a high level of talent and entertainment.
Tim, this Rockets team is very good and off to a really good start, but no Kevin Durant tonight out for personal reasons. No Steven Adams, which is a big absence as well. This was a Rockets team that, what, rebounds 40% of their misses on the offensive glass, which is just an absurd number. Their defense, though, also one of the best in the league. What is the challenge for the Warriors offensively? I know Steve Kerr has talked about how he's a little more concerned by their offense than their defense. So what is the challenge against Amen Thompson and these other good defenders the Rockets have?
Yeah, I think the challenge is to keep the ball moving. Don't let their length dictate where you're going to go. And if the ball sticks against a team that's longer than you are and more athletic than you are, you're going to get into trouble. But if you
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get the ball moving and get them, you know, going side to side. I think that's when, you know, the Warriors are at their best. And Steve Kerr keeps repeating these numbers in press conferences. You know, keep the ball moving, but also take care of the ball. When they have won the turnover battle, they're 9-1. It gives them a chance to shine with some of their offensive players, but they've had turnover problems. That's why their offense has been so poor, I think, and is turnover problems and having the ball stick a little bit. They have enough talent, I think, to be a good offensive team. They just haven't been able to show it so far.
What have been the, I guess, the through lines or the trademarks of the turnovers, Tim? Is it just bad passes? Is it offensive fouls? Is it dribble situations? What have you seen as the biggest culprit for the turnover problem?
You know, I think one of the things, you know, Dibs, I think it really is that the, you got to keep it simple sometimes and take what the other team gives you. If they give you a 15-footer, take the 15-footer. If they give you a layup, take the layup. And I think at times the Warriors have gotten caught up in trying to make the outstanding play rather than just the simple play. And that, what does that do? Well, now instead of taking an open elbow shot, you're dribbling into traffic. And now the shot clock's coming down. You're trying to make a pass, a skip pass, cross court. And, you know, all those things. I think if you just keep it simple and take what the defense is giving you, it's okay. You know, the Rockets are a good example of this. They don't shoot threes hardly at all. They shoot them very well, but they don't shoot threes. They will throw the ball. You know, sometimes their best play is to throw it up off the glass and go get it. And so taking a two is okay. You don't have to always look for the home run three. Take the best shot that's been given to you.
For the Warriors, Tim, no Jonathan Kuminga tonight, no Al Horford still. I know the Warriors have said Al Horford is also going to miss Saturday's game. Kuminga, though, they said, quote, hopeful. For him on Saturday, I know he's down in Santa Cruz, or was, I don't know exactly when, but scrimmaging in Santa Cruz today, along with D'Anthony Melton and Gui Santos. Good sign there for D'Anthony Melton as well. Specifically, though, on Jonathan Kuminga, how has his absence impacted the Warriors? Because it certainly feels like there's been a handful of games. Maybe the Blazer game is the best example of when they really, really could have used Kuminga.
Yeah, that's a game where you could have put him maybe on Denny Avdija for a while, and even if he didn't stop him, make him work a little harder. He would give you some athleticism, you know, on the offensive end to use. But, you know, again, I think that they've kicked away, I think, three or four games so far, and I think that's something they're going to have to try to make up later on. But I think they've missed Jonathan there, where they can put him on a good offensive player and allow him to use his length and athleticism to try to slow that player down. And on the other side, I thought there were games this year where I thought the games felt really comfortable to Jonathan, like he was really seeing the pictures, as they like to say, and making the right move, the right play, keeping the ball moving. His rebounding's been at a career high, and that's a good sign because he can be a great rebounder with his ability. And when they get that, that helps and takes pressure off everybody else. So yeah, they've missed him in a lot of areas, and I think that you know, getting him back and getting him back into that headspace, I think would be great because he could really be an asset for this team.
Yeah, hopefully the Santa Cruz stint will be short and the knees feel really good and he can come back and make that contribution. I'm wondering about Brandon Podziemski, Tim, because you see him every single night and fans are really split on whether or not he's a regular contributor or he gets more minutes than he deserves. What have you seen from Pods this year that have you feeling good about his spot in the rotation?
You know, I think you know, they tried the starting lineup for a while and it just didn't seem to get the Warriors off to a good groove, if you will. And I think him coming off the bench, working with Jimmy Butler, I think will help. And I think that's what we see. I think that his role may be coming off the bench this year and getting into an offense with Jimmy Butler and making that work. I think at times, you know, there have been, I think he's been trying a little too hard in terms of, again, trying to make a home run play as opposed to the play that was given to him. But I think we're seeing signs of him coming out of that two nights ago. You know, he comes off a screen, elbow jumper, just knocked it down. You know, those are the kind of plays I think that, you know, when Pods makes those plays and keeps the game simple, I think that's where he really can shine because he's a smart player and he's a hustle player and he's willing to sacrifice his body to take charges. And I think he can be a great asset you know, for Golden State. But again, it's early in the season. We're hitting the quarter pole here this weekend. And so I think that, you know, for the Warriors to be where they are with the schedule they had, I think it could be better. Maybe it should have been better record-wise than it is right now. But I don't think it's anything that's going to hurt them long-term.
Tim, we're looking forward to listening to you on the mic tonight. We'll hand it off to you in about 2 hours at 6:30 for a network pregame. I'm curious, though, as the Warriors are set to honor you and Fitz for 30-plus years of broadcasting with the Warriors. You've been to six finals, as you talked about, called some amazing moments, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and so many others. Is there a moment or two that stand above the rest that you will remember calling and being there for the rest of your life?
Wow. I mean, especially in this era, there are so many moments. You know, you could Steph Curry's backcourt shot to end a quarter in Memphis in 2015 that basically just took the air out of that building. Draymond's block in Toronto at the end of Game 5 in the 2019 finals. You know, he just got a fingernail on it. The ball changed spin just a little bit. And I knew he had gotten a piece of it. You know, and of course, I think Steph's, you know, his masterpiece, I think, was in Boston. You know, the Warriors are down 2-1 in the finals. They lose that game. They're going home down 3-1 in a really tough spot that it's going to be hard to get out of that. And so so for him to go into Boston, put up 43 on what was supposedly the best defense in the league, and to get that series back at level and to, you know, get the Warriors in the proper frame of mind to close it out two games later. I think that's one that I'll always remember. Then, of course, you know, any of the playoff games in 2007 at Oracle were just ridiculous in terms of how loud they were. The dunk by Barron on Kirilenko, you know, was kind of their high water mark of the year. But those games against Dallas, those are ones I'll never forget.
All cute answers, Tim, but the correct answer is being there when I shot threes against a listener the night that the Warriors set an attendance record at the old Oakland Arena against Denver in 2008, 20,737 there as I went 1-for-9 from three-point range, Tim.
Well, I'm glad you didn't bring up the one-on-one you had at Chase Center. That was the battle that would never end.
It's called the disgrace of Chase.
Did we call that on time? Yeah.
I mean, we tried to, but all I know, Tim, is I was down 2-1 to Lorenzo Neal 15 minutes in, and I thought I was going to die.
I was worried there for a while for both of you. It was, you think, you know, that's the thing about getting older. You think you can still do stuff, right? You think, I'll be fine. And then you get out there and you go, oh, I'm not fine anymore.
No, not fine at all. Just so you know, Tim, with the win tonight, the Warriors would go to 85 games below 500 since you took over.
You know, and I'm telling you, it's people don't believe me when I tell them that my overall record, you know, not even counting the Kings, my overall record is still below 500. So for a while there, it was me, Ted Davis of the Bucks, because he had those two horrible years in Dallas,
right,
and Ralph Lawler of the Clippers. We were the bottom end of the equation.
And I was just looking at it. When you took over up until the last season before, we believe you were 310 games below 500, and then you're 224 above since, we believe. So nice little bounce back there, Tim.
No, nobody could call a blowout like me.
Seriously, you got good at it. You got too good at it.
Tim, great to chat with you. We look forward to listening tonight, the rest of the year, of course, and congratulations on the honor from the Warriors. It's great.
Thanks, guys. And you know, the other part is that, you know, don't be telling Cam to become a DJ. We need him on Warriors Radio.
That's
okay?
A good point.
We
good
need
point.
Him on Warriors Radio.
Yeah, that All was right. The smooth stylings of Aretha Franklin. This is Cam. Back to you, Tim. He can do it. He's got the gift. All right, Tim.
Could be a Venus flytrap moment.
Exactly. Yes.
All right.
Tim Reed, for those who remember. Yep. We'll, WKRP in Cincinnati.
We'll talk to you in a couple hours. Thanks, Tim. That's Tim Roy, the great Tim Roy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.